Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on Cable X. Happy Tuesday to you. There we go again.
Sounds weird in your headphones?
It just sounds bad.
Actually, I hear nothing.
You're lucky.
I hear a buzzing, and that's it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just feels like everything, it feels like I am listening to myself from three rooms away.
Yeah.
I sound worse than anyone else.
Are the rooms made of aluminum, perhaps, or tin?
Amy just sounded kind of normal. Is there something we can do to my
mic? That was me, my bad.
Here, I turned your mic up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, this sucks.
Got to figure out the new levels, I guess.
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
No.
if I were, I would fix this hydraulic table that is now so low that neither Ronge or I can fit under it.
Yes, Ronge goes in because I can't put my legs under.
Oh, because the chair won't go down?
The chair won't go down, table, and the table won't go up.
Won't go up.
Well, I don't know, that's what I mean, but like the one or the other would be helpful.
You can't have either. And it's too short to stand.
Yeah, it would be weird because it'd be like thigh level, just, right?
It's time to release the ferrets now. Let's just make this really hard to do a show.
We were Ronge and I posted on our Twitter just the awesome view that Kevin now has of you and that I had of Ronge, which is 17 ring lights focused on you.
It's almost like a game. If you gave me some Nerf footballs, it'd be like,
zoom, zoom. It does.
I said it
so
looks like
dramatic.
The Olympic rings. Can look at the Olympic rings of Kevin, right? I don't know. Maybe this is good. I won't be able to hear a thing Andrew says the whole
hour. He'll come in loud and clear, I guarantee you. Nope.
Hello?
Hey, there we go. Hey. Okay.
Super loud and clear.
Yeah.
I heard extremely loud. Kevin's headset.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with it.
It sounds like we're broadcasting KMOX through Andrew.
I honestly think some of the mics are like not hooked up properly because the way the levels are on the board, like you are potted up so high, but you're still really weak. Mic three that Ronge is at is very weak, and I have that. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It almost sounds like I'm going to come in and on the break.
Someone needs to turn him down.
Sorry.
That's like super, super loud.
I'll talk quieter. I'm going to. It sounds like your mic might not be hooked up at all, Dave. So on the break, I'm going to come in. Okay. Doesn't it kind of sound like he's just being
ambient,
picked up on like other?
I think there's
an
issue stronger with 3 and 4.
I say it's stronger than that, but it's definitely weird.
Who's on 3? Ronji, try to say something.
Hey.
Hey, you sound great.
Hey. Yeah. Well, while we figure this out.
Yeah. It just puts you in a bad mood.
I understand.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
well, it's kind
I
of exciting. I'm in a terrible mood.
It's an adventure. Yeah. It's one day we'll all look back at this and laugh.
Yeah, that day was 3 days ago, though. Uh-huh. That was the day you'll laugh about.
Yeah, day one, we all had a wonderful
Now
interview.
That we've been up and running for a couple days, I don't think we should be having this.
It's just because there wasn't an entire weekend to work on it, you know? There
yeah,
wasn't
that's
a whole
was.
Weekend to come in and... Can you imagine if you go to the doctor and you're dying and they're like, it's Saturday. We'll check back in with you Monday, see if things are going well.
Who's Trump going to appoint for Secretary of the Audio? Is there something like that? Maybe we could work on that.
Mm. And I left my notebook at home.
Filled
my notebook, got to work. Because there are some worker guys coming. I can't be there when the worker guys come.
I get that.
Because then you just, what are you going to do? Sit there and drink coffee while they're working
Stand
around
and watch
you?
Them.
No.
We call it when
I'm
there's a guy in the house. When there's a guy in the house, like, you can't just live your life because you're like, should I be too cool? Like, hey, I totally trust you.
Drywall, huh?
Yeah, okay. Run around my house. Or do you kind of float in and out to let them know, like, hey, I'm still paying attention?
You just follow them around, like, you know what you should do.
Oh, yeah.
Or just ask them about their job. You'd be like, so drywall, how do you get into something like that?
Do you think it's named right? Isn't it just assumed that all walls should be dry?
Yeah,
do they have wet walls?
Caulking.
Caulking is good.
So I left my notebook at home, got here, found another notebook, and filled it with just pure crap. I mean, I could pretend it's good, but it's not.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah,
it's
what's
just
crap?
Stupid microphone.
I can read you all of it.
Again.
Metal detector I had as a kid. No one cares about that. Open phones. That's always good. Like, let's just let the listeners talk. Sports.
Sports.
Oh, hey.
Sports.
Hey, it's a wide world.
I love sports.
Cranberry bogs. I think I might want to do that one day for a living.
Wear the really high pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already got the pants.
Walk around in the, are they fields?
Yeah.
Like flooded fields?
They're flooded, yeah.
They're bogs, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Left notebook. There's a good segment. We're doing that now.
Yeah.
10 minutes on the toilet. That's all you can spend before you get hemorrhoids.
Really?
Yeah. I'm scared of that.
This
I'm in
kind
trouble.
Of stuff. Yeah. This kind of stuff.
10 minutes is plenty. You're in there for longer than 10 minutes.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
For some of us,
did everybody have that uncle that would disappear at Christmas, like because he would go use the bathroom? We had that uncle. Like, where's uncle? What's his name?
I'll name him.
I'll tell you what that is.
Yeah, he was doing drugs.
No, he's not doing drugs.
He was not doing drugs. He always had a newspaper.
I had this buddy of mine had a couple of young kids, and he posed the question to us. What is the appropriate amount of time that I can pretend to have to go to the bathroom to get away from everybody?
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He just needed a break from the crowd and all that.
And he used the basement my grandparents had. It was an unfinished basement, but I think my grandpa put in a work bathroom because he would always work in the garage, like work on Jeeps and stuff, and his car's in the garage. And so I think he had a work bathroom, and my uncle would go down to that bathroom, which we didn't use because it was scary.
Oh,
you know?
Plus, you don't want to offend anybody else. On the main level.
Was it one of those Pittsburgh toilets?
Pittsburgh, yeah.
No, because it had a door.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a door. It was just kind of, it might have been a Pittsburgh, and they built walls around it.
Yeah, maybe.
But at any rate, he would disappear for a long time, like 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
Yeah, he'd be gone for half a Christmas.
Taking a nap?
Yeah.
he was getting a break.
Yeah. He was curled up on the floor.
Uncles and cousins are weird, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that any big function, you're dreading a couple of people. Do you think we are anyone's dreaded people when it comes to that?
Do you know, what's weird is I am not like an aunt. And like we somehow, our family, I had very few cousins, 7 cousins total on both sides, like mom's side and dad's side. And then like really haven't, very few of us have had any kids. So we are still the cousins. I'm 41. I'm still the kids table at our function.
Really?
I think I'm the one that family members like to see.
Well, of course you do. Man. Come on. I know you think that.
Well, exactly. I didn't say they think that. I said I think that.
Do you really think that?
I do.
I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like everyone has one uncle who either is in jail, has been to jail, or could have been to jail, and one uncle who has illegal cable, and a lot of times it's the same uncle. I feel like that's always an uncle that people have, that uncle.
I'm curious, why do you think people are so happy to see you?
Because nobody avoids me. Nobody like goes, he's here, I'm going to go over here and go away.
No, it's taking a 90-minute bathroom.
Like, well, Kevin walks in and 3 people just walk to the other side of the room.
Well, I mean, that's what Susan did to me in college when we first met.
It's kind of hard to get away from you when you chase after them.
Yeah. Well, I don't chase after anybody. Well, yeah, they come to me. I don't have anybody that I don't look forward to seeing either. I don't have any family members.
You said you're going to go off on somebody. You might as well make it happen.
Let it go.
It must be nice to be wheels. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
It is.
Just the perfect life.
It seems nice.
It's, yes. And I got a big family, too. Like, my dad's one of 10 kids.
You're not making it better.
Everyone's, holding hands and singing around the Christmas tree.
They're not all, like my best friends, but there's nobody there that's going to be like, oh, this is so awkward, I can't get out of this. I can get out of anything.
What percentage of reality do you think you have a hold on? This is a real question. Yeah. Real question.
I don't know, 7.
Like, for example, if the wizard walked in and he was like, I'm going to gift/curse all of you with complete reality. Like, how surprised do you think you would be?
I wouldn't be surprised at all, because the problem is not the reality.
I mean,
the problem is, I don't care about lots of things. That's the reality. That is the reality. If there's somebody in the room that bothers me, I will just not be around them. And I won't talk to them. And if they say why, I'm like, I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Well,
But that hasn't happened. Like, we only...
Somewhere we're missing something. I mean, I know we're critical missing something. Part. We are missing a critical part.
Like the core of it. Yes.
You have to understand. You have to understand my family to understand this. The Wheelers are like this. This is all of us. We're all like this. Nobody leaves anything unsaid, so there's never awkwardness. It's always a full understanding of where everybody stands at all times. Because nobody holds things in.
That sounds delightful.
It's great. I mean, it can be loud. I mean, duh, it's me. Like, I'm the embodiment of all of this.
How often does someone say something that would make us uncomfortable?
Every single time. It took Susan a decade to get used to being around the whole group of us.
Are you sure? Because I feel like the office we're currently in is the most toxic environment I've ever existed in, by far.
See, this is the thing, though, is it's not toxic because everybody loves and cares about each other.
Oh, that's a huge difference.
But nobody holds back anything. If there's a complaint, it's aired right then and there at that moment. People yell loud, and then it's over. It's gone.
This is... I had a grandma.
He's like, how do I tell this story?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. But would always couch mean comments as I'm just being honest. Mm. But they were pretty hurtful. Mm. Do they do that? Because that, like, well, I'm just being honest. But, you know, like, I'll say one of them was like, you better be careful. Your legs are getting big and you look like a man. Yeah, she told me that multiple times. Just I'm being just honest. Being honest. And I'm like, what? Necessary.
I don't think it's couched in any way in my experience with
that
group.
Would someone say something like that? Like
probably not to my aunt or uncle, none of them would say that to say me. But they would definitely say it to each other, like to their brothers and sisters.
It didn't seem to trickle down
like from one generation to the next. And then the next level down, which is mine, like all of our, none of us are mean to each other at all. We're all just like, you know.
My family, it's exactly like what you're describing, except we don't tell the truth at all. And then we talk behind each other's back.
Yeah, it's like that, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Like I said, it leads to shouting matches. It leads to things like that. But there's not like everybody knows exactly what everybody else thinks.
So there's also, and I get it, I think. But I think it sounds like because you love and care, there's a line that's not crossed.
No, there's no insults.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like nobody's like, you're stupid. It's like they'll just tell you they think you're doing something wrong. And here's how the Wheeler family slogan would be, if there was one, it would be, you know what you should do. What it would be. That's
what
the
if
entire
you neither
thing.
Loved nor cared about them? Because that's most of my extended family.
I probably changed the equation a little bit.
Yeah, we're sharing some stuff here, aren't we? Yeah. It's all
I've
coming
out. Before.
Go on.
Yeah.
Do you think that when you took Susan to them for the first time,
I felt so bad for her. I apologized to her in advance when I did that. I'm so sorry that you're about to do this.
Did she already choose her career to be a librarian, or did she choose it after meeting your family?
Probably just after meeting my dad.
I need to work at the one place where Wheeler will never be.
Talk. Yeah. these people don't seem to read, so... I think I'm going to hang out at libraries most of my life.
The great thing, though, is like her family is the polar opposite. They are the calmest, friendliest, happiest, normalest people you'll ever run into. No yelling. Everybody's nice all the time. It's a smaller family, so it's different.
How do they like the whole thing?
But there's not a lot of interaction because they live in different states. Like the families are in different places. So, yeah. But the ones that have crossed over, it's gone well.
Where's Susan from?
Chicago.
Well,
yeah, so you learned a lot. Now you know a little bit about why I am the way that I am.
You're the favorite.
Well, no, there's no such thing.
You just said
everyone's mean to each other except no one's mean to you.
No. The older people aren't meaner to the younger people, as tends to be how it goes, except their own kids. People are mean to their own kids, but they're not mean to other people's kids.
Do you guys play least favorites?
I don't know if there is one. There might be.
Because you cannot
have
a favorite.
Maybe it's me and I just don't know it.
Maybe.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, if it is, well,
let me guess,
fine.
On the bus, you didn't have a bully, right?
This is called a breakthrough.
Not on our bus.
Because you're the bully.
In our neighborhood, we had one, but not on the bus.
Yeah.
Was his name Kevin?
His name was Larry.
Larry.
Oh.
Did he go by Kevin?
No, but Larry is a mean one.
I was afraid of Larry.
Yeah. Is that the one you beat up?
Later, yeah. Yeah, he's like 3 years older than me. So for a long time.
Oh, so you ended up conquering and defeating your own bully.
I did.
Great. Okay, good. Hey, I'm really glad. Now I'm sure Larry is broke and
he's just writing a script all the time.
I heard him too.
So what if there was a bully and I beat him up? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, what if everyone was really loud, but they're nice to me? That's good. Yeah, I like that. Welcome back, guys. DGS 125. What do you think of this? A woman with four kids. One of them is a 10-year-old boy who lives in a nice kind of rural neighborhood. They live on 37 acres, and she raises kind of free-range kids on the farm. And she was taking one of the kids to the doctor and was not at home. And the 10-year-old decided to walk into town. And so walked a mile into town. And a neighbor saw them and picked them up, called the police. And she got handcuffed in front of her kids and arrested for basically child neglect. And they said, DFS was called and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you sign a safety plan. And you're going to appoint a safety person who you promise will watch the kids when you're not around. And she is saying, no, I'm the parent. We parent mm-hmm. the way we parent. We live on a farm. This is a 10-year-old kid. He's perfectly capable. In the old days, he'd be out working the fields. I'm not going to sign your stupid safety plan. So now she's got her you-know-what in a ringer.
Hmm.
Why?
I know. I saw this and I would have to look deeper because I read the story and there weren't a ton of details in the story. Basically, everything you said. Yeah. And I'm like, walks a mile into town at 10. Yeah, like I know kids who walk, you know, in Chesterfield, in Kirkwood, over a mile. They go play baseball. They walk to the store. In Wildwood, they do the same thing. They go to Starbucks. They go to Breadco. This is insane to me. That a 10-year-old child, that a mom would be arrested because her 10-year-old child walked to town. It should be that you should be okay walking to town if you're 10 years old. I don't know. It's
Dave, we can both speak to this. At age 10, we did a lot more than walk a mile away from our house.
Yeah.
I mean, I was riding my bike 10, 12, 15 miles away from the house. Nobody knew. Nobody cared. Not that they didn't care, but there was a trust. Right, like at 10, you're not an infant. You're not incapable of navigating things, especially if you live out in the country.
Well, I'm guessing it's the disconnect between these days. Most 10-year-olds probably are babies, and they're not like we were. And it sounds like this family is the way we were.
Yeah.
So you have sort of an anachronistic family.
I mean, where does this this is where I really have a hard time with people policing how other parents raise their kids outside of abuse, right?
And this is actually the police. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
She was arrested.
And the kid was fine. If the kid had been like, I was terrified, I didn't know where my mom was, then, okay.
I mean, you're free to shelter your kid if you want to, right? Is anybody going to knock on your door? You know, you don't let your kid outside enough.
Good point.
You know, I mean, like, if you want to let your kid grow up in a certain way, okay. What's wrong with that?
And this goes back to that saying, we are overprotecting kids in the real world and underprotecting them online because, you know, it's way more dangerous than walking into town or walking to school, riding your bike to school, going to play baseball, is letting kids on social media or on the internet in general. And what are they seeing there?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
134 at DG Aslan KMOX. Let's kind of keep going a little bit on that story about the mom who was arrested. It's an interesting topic to me in that on a global level, a 30,000-foot view, I think what I said is true, that we have competing societies going on right now. You have some of the old-school parents and families like what we're talking about, which I think are the superior way to raise a child. However, I did not raise my child like that. Nick was a little more like that. You know, he was the first. He was a boy. I hate to be misogynistic, but that's just how this dad is. And when Phoebe came along, it was just, okay, everything's going to be perfect for her. Going to carry her around in a silk pillow. I don't think until she was a teenager she was ever out of one of our sight or another parent. And I look back on that and I wish I had done it differently. I wish I had trusted her more, trusted myself more, trusted the world more. But I was just so absolutely freaked out by the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I had her on a leash, like some people literally have their kids on a leash. She had fun. She had friends. They got to play around. We had, you know, some property they could play around on. But she wasn't free range like I was. And so you have parents like me who were raised that way but didn't raise their kids that way. You have parents who were raised in a cloistered sort of way who raised their kids that way. So we're judging each other based on completely different sets of rules, basically.
Yeah, and I think the part that needs to go away is the judging each other, right? I mean, everybody's choice is their choice. It's probably better, like, free range is not perfect. I didn't raise my kid like that. Just like you said, I had more freedom than my kid did. But the way that I chose to raise my kid should not have been criticized by anybody else. Again, outside of where you're breaking the law, where you're abusing someone, physically abusing them, emotionally abusing them. But that's a tough line, and that's not something that somebody's going to witness by seeing a 10-year-old in town knowing they walked 1 mile. That's not the same thing as seeing someone beating their kid or screaming at them or noticing a pattern of behavior over a long period of time where there is an abusive vibe there. That's not the same thing. Like a normal choice of raising a kid, whether it's, and again, you could argue that being the helicopter parent can be just as bad as being free range. But again, the point is there's a range of choices and they're all okay because it's up to mom and dad. It's up to parents how they're going to raise their kids.
Yeah, you can have an opinion. You just shouldn't give your opinion.
Right. And it shouldn't be used to sick the law on somebody.
Well, what law did she break? That's what I'm unclear on.
The story wasn't very clear.
Are you not allowed to leave your 10-year-old alone?
Yeah, basically, that I think that's basically it. That you left the 10-year-old alone, and the 10-year-old left home and went somewhere, and you had no idea where they were, and therefore it's neglect of a child.
Yeah, like endangering a child, neglect, yeah.
So you guys talk about when you were kids, and you're both a little older than I am, and I really do feel like this all started about in the 80s, that you better watch out for your kid because you don't know what's out there. There's all this hidden danger sort
of thing.
Well,
you had a lot of...
The Adam Walsh thing happened.
Yeah, a lot of news about that, yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, but I remember during the Fair St. Louis, VP Fair, whatever it was called at the time, they had a booth set up so that you could, and it must have been, I don't know, FBI or whatever, so that you could get your fingerprints... And just in case you needed to be identified if you were abducted.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how wild that is.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that they were encouraging parents to get their kids fingerprinted just in case they got stolen by somebody. And that's in your head as a kid. You're like, whoa, okay.
Our parents knew. I mean, we had pedophiles in our neighborhood. We knew who they were. We knew where they lived. I remember my parents having, like, one talk with me, saying, like, if anyone ever tries to get you to get in the car, saying that they have candy or they lost their dog, don't do it because they're probably going to try and hurt you. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, it freaked me out. And it happened one time where a guy pulled up and tried to get us in his car, and we just
Same
took off
me,
running.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't say that they didn't know. They knew. They just... They analyzed the danger, the cost benefit in a different way.
They understood the odds. Like, even in the 80s, even in the 90s, even now, the odds are so against a stranger grabbing your kid. Most of the time, somebody grabbing the kid is a family member or somebody known to the family.
Yeah.
The random kidnapping thing happens, but it is statistically irrelevant in terms of how often it happens.
Like this guy that was just convicted yesterday for killing those two little girls.
Right.
It doesn't take many of those
to
make you put your little girl's face on those girls
and
say,
you're
not going to go walking on the train tracks anymore.
100%. And what's the difference, Dave? What's the difference between now and when in the 70s and 80s when it was us? The difference is that back then it wasn't everywhere all the time 24/7. It wasn't in people's faces all the time. But you start to get to cable TV in the 80s and in the 90s, it's starting to grow. And then you get into the 2000s and we have more social media. Right.
This is dedicated to that.
Exactly
stuff.
Right. Then you have, John Walsh and his show. Like, you know, like it's been growing in terms of presence in your face constantly for 30, 40 years.
Well, I think that's it. You touched on it. The numbers are important here because I think we do that with a lot of our dangers, is that we act like the actual odds of us ever facing that danger is much, much higher than it really is.
Yes.
Right? I mean...
Without a doubt.
Yeah. You could get held up by gunpoint. You could be. That could happen to you. But it is very, very, very unlikely that anything like that ever happens in your life.
So I just looked this up. So I wanted to put some numbers to it. That's not just us throwing stuff out there. But according to this entry, kidnapping in the United States, fewer than 350 people under the age of 21 have been abducted by strangers per year in the U.S. Now, I think that was a window between 2010 and 2017, but fewer than 350 a year, which in a population of 350 million people shows you how rare that is. But you're right, Dave. You can't help but, like, when you hear it, oh, my God, that could be my kid.
Yeah. And it has such a, I think, such a terrible effect on the kids. Phoebe is totally fine, but she would be different had she had more freedom. I had too much freedom, and we figured it out. You know, like I always say, in my childhood, you were given the ability to get into trouble with your pals and get out of it, like the Little Rascals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to think for yourself and to think critically. And a lot of times, it was thinking to save your butt because you knew that if Dad caught this when he gets home, you're going to get a whipping. Right. And so you were thinking about as fast as you can think. And kids these days just don't have that chance to hone those higher thinking abilities.
And in the end, it can also create problems when the kids are adults. So, I did not give my kid the same freedom. Now, she also didn't really try for it, like didn't ask for it. I never refused to let her go outside and play. It was not really a thing that she was into. But I don't think that her generation has the same problem-solving abilities that mine did.
It will be really interesting to see which way they go as parents.
Right.
You know, I think Phoebe is going to want, everyone wants to parent different than their parents. And since we were very soft, I'm wondering, I know she and Nick both say that if they have kids, they'll go much harder. Like your grandkids, Dad, are going to pay for your parenting because they're going to be under our iron fist and blah, 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 blah. But you wonder if that's even true because she doesn't even have that gear. At least I knew what it was like to be a free range kid.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's hard to raise a free-range kid.
Yeah, and like, think about it this way, too. Like, our parents were way more free than we were. Like, my dad, when he was a little kid, tells us stories. Like, they lived in the suburbs just outside of Detroit. He would just walk downtown, like 15, 20 miles. He and his buddies, they would just go do things for the fun of it. Nobody knew. Like, I didn't have that freedom, but I had a lot more than what we're talking about. Like, I would be three towns over just hanging out at a friend's house. Nobody knew exactly how I was getting there or when I was coming home.
New topic. I've a confession and a ruling. Am I the only one that gets physically angry when I see Joe Biden barely being able to walk across the beach?
I saw that.
I can't explain exactly what it is because I know he's a lame duck. I know he's not going to be the next president. I think he had every right in the world to do what he did and to wait as long as he did. So I'm not, you know, super pissed at him for that. A lot of people are. But just seeing how close we came to this too old man makes me angry. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to articulate exactly why, but I get a physical reaction when I see him.
Who are you angry at?
Biden. And I'm not sure why. Yeah, I just know that I'm mad when I see how frail he is. I just feel like, how dare we as a collective let this happen?
Yeah, and I think, too, seeing him walk across the beach, seeing his physical frailty, really what makes us upset is that we know there was mental frailty or mental decline. He's diminished mentally so much that that's really what makes us frustrated, knowing that he is president, even though it feels like when he took himself out of the presidential race, it felt like he was no longer president, but thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is still president. It was a bit shocking to see it, especially after seeing, I mean, Trump is older, very old too, but, you know, Kamala Harris, seeing younger people, you almost forgot for a while just how frail. And because ultimately, you can be physically frail and still have all the mental capability, right? Like, you can have physical weakness and be okay as president, but that's not really how it is with Biden. It's his physical frailty is really just representative of what we all know with his diminished mental capacity. I think that's frustrating. It's a little shocking.
Yeah, I feel bad for it. I do. I feel like it's a bit small and judgmental, but it's a real thing. Like every time I see him, I get a little angry.
Yeah, no, I think you're not wrong for feeling that way. It seems reasonable, and there are probably a lot of people who agree with you on it. I can be upset with us as a country for a million things that we do or decisions that we have made. I personally don't believe the outcome of this last one is going to necessarily be good for us, but maybe I could be proven wrong on that. And I'm upset with some people in how they voted, thinking, well, it's not going to affect me. I mean, with the way whatever happens next won't affect me. I think a thought process like that bothers me. So, as I said, I mean, there are a dozen things that I can be upset with the way we do things as a country. I don't think you're necessarily wrong at all for feeling the way you feel about him, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised at my negative reaction to Biden walking across the beach.
I didn't even see it.
And I'm surprised at my not super negative reaction to Trump winning. Like, I have some friends who are still inconsolable, like still literally crying most of the day. And when it happened, I got up the next day, and I was shocked that it was over with that quick. I was shocked that he won, but I was like, okay.
You know, it's interesting. I have a friend who is, she's very progressive, and I saw her this weekend, and her attitude was, just nothing matters anymore. And I wonder if a lot of people who are on that side feel just, forget it, you know, defeated, and what's the point, and nothing we do matters, so who cares?
Could be. Said, baby. You see? 153 DGS and Camo X. So you can't sit on the toilet more than 10 minutes, and if you're over 65, you can't drink any alcohol, including beer. That's the new report.
Wait, why?
Like, there's no such thing as a drop of alcohol is bad for everyone because it's a poison. But when you're over 65, the effects of alcohol are exacerbated, the effects of all the bad things that can happen to you mentally, physically, emotionally. And so a new study came out that said people over 65 should just cut out alcohol completely, not even have a beer. Go sit on the toilet for 9 minutes.
9 minutes. 9 minutes, not a second more.
Well, taking some fun out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just like, to me, it's like such a joke because the same people who say that, and maybe this is different because it's a study, but we also allow all this like processed junk, ultra processed food that's poison to your body, and sedentary lifestyles are poison to your body. So I feel like if you eat less processed food and maybe we're a little bit more active, that'll make up for the having a glass of wine with dinner. Yeah, like it's just insane. We look at problems and we're like, well, you just need this medicine. Ask this doctor if you need a medicine.
How about this one? I just saw this literally now. There's now a story that says the standing desk is actually worse for you than sitting at your desk.
Really?
A study in Australia involving 83,000 participants showed that not only may it not be a benefit, it may actually be worse for some circulatory problems to stand at your desk instead of sitting. So, like, forever it's like, oh, sitting all day, no good, but apparently standing all day is just as bad. So I guess the point is,
don't do anything.
Yeah, move up and down and never stop moving.
Just can't win.
No, so, don't do anything.
We know too much. I think we know too much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.